Hello, we are reading Shemati articles by Bala Sulam. Today we are studying article number 55, Haman from the Torah, from where? You can ask questions. You can find the study materials on the website Saravut and Sviatava in the writings of Bala Sulam on page number 572. And in the Ravut system, article number 55 from Shemati, Haman from the Torah, from where?
Let's read, first of all, the article, and then we will see what to do.
Haman min ha-Torah minayin. Haman min ha-Torah minayin.
55, Shemati. Haman from the Torah, from where? Haman from the Torah, from where? Have you eaten from the tree from which I commanded you not to eat? We must understand the connection between Haman and Etz Hadaat, tree of knowledge. The tree of knowledge is considered the state of greatness of reception, which is not in Kedusha, and must be brought into the Kedusha through corrections. The quality of Haman is also the state of greatness of reception, as it is written that Haman said, whom would be king, king of the world, want to honor me, honor more than me. It means that it is discerned as the state of greatness of reception, and this is discerned as, and his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord.
No questions. It's worthwhile to read it again.
Haman min ha-Torah minayin.
Shemati 55, Haman from the Torah, from where? Haman from the Torah, from where? Have you eaten from the tree from which I commanded you not to eat? We must understand the connection between Haman and Etz Hadaat, tree of knowledge. Since Etz Hadaat is considered the stage of greatness of reception, which is not in Kedusha, and must be brought into the Kedusha through corrections. The quality of Haman is also the state of greatness of reception. As it is written that Haman said, whom would be king? Whom would be the king, king of the world, want to honor more than me? It means that it is discerned as the state of greatness of reception, and this is discerned as, and his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord.
Yes. I don't see questions. You're not reading well. What to do?
No.
Maybe before the friends start asking, I'll ask. Here it says about the greatness of reception. The greatness of reception at the time of Etz Hadaat, what is the greatness of reception?
To receive what the Creator wants to give to the created beings in order to direct, to sustain all that the created beings will be able to receive and receive all this abundance from the Creator. That's the goal of the Creator in creation. And we don't see that it's working out, that it's going and working out, right?
It seems like it turns out that the greatness of reception has to do with sins, the tree of knowledge, and now you've explained that the greatness of reception is what the Creator wants to fill up all the vessels. Why does it always direct us to the bad side? What's the meaning of Haman, the evildoer?
They're truly in the greatness of reception, but we're talking about them being in the greatness of reception with all the corrections. With all the corrections. For the time being, we don't see that.
Yes?
That's why he asks, the Torah from where, you know?
Haman,
from the Torah, Haman, from the Torah, from where? Have you eaten from the tree from which I command you not to eat? Meaning that there is here some additional thing. And let's ask.
Дорогой Рав, а как расшифровывается Аман? Ну, вот, например, Амалек — это Альминат Ликабель, а Аман — это что?
What is the meaning of Aman? Amalek is, for example, Alminat Likabel, for reception's sake. What does Haman mean?
Well,
what's the meaning of Haman? Can we break it down in the same way as Amalek, for example?
Haman is the greatest desire to receive that can possibly be. The corrupted desire to receive. Corrupted.
Написано еще что-то Амин, пишется как Аман, вот непонятно.
Here it says Амин, like Аман.
В самом начале
не
о дерево ли...
Where, at the very beginning, Амин is written like Аман.
Yes, yes, that's how it's written. The first sentence. Аман from the Torah, from where? That's the question mark.
Haman.
Haman.
Aetz asher tivita. Tivitecha lebil teichalt memen.
Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat? That's already the Creator that's continuing to ask. Did you eat from what I prohibited you to eat? From this tree?
Ve'yesh lavin.
And we should understand. Yes. Let's ask.
Woman English one.
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, World Kli. Rav, since Haman has eaten from the tree, if we can...
Can?
If we can make Haman in order to bestow... Will we be able to access the tree of life as well?
No. We're not going to correct Haman.
No.
English
one.
Hello, Rav. Hello, World Plea. Haman being the corrupted will to receive at its extremest point, does that Haman include all the evil
again?
That the absolute baseness and grotesque evil that mankind is capable of doing, which is beyond comprehension how bad we are? Is that right?
Ken?
Yes, yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Rav.
Turki 2.
Shalom, Kliyaromi. Rav, ihsan etmek için alma kaplarımızı nasıl ekleyebiliriz?
How can we connect the vessels of reception to bestowal?
Kelim de Kabbalah.
we correct them, the vessels of reception, so they will be in order to bestow, and we join them to the vessels of bestowal, so that what they receive will be as bestowal.
Rav Yakar.
Kirov.
Mucize için kişi nasıl kuvvetin üzerine çıkabilir?
How can a person can overcome for this miracle? Overcome for this force, for this miracle?
Ma adam צריך לעשות כדי שיוכל לקבל את הנס הזה?
אדם צריך לרצות.
A person needs to want the upper light to come to him and for it to push him towards the Creator. And the person will want to turn to the Creator and receive from him the forces in order to receive, in order to bestow all the upper light in order to bestow to the Creator.
Woman Mark 12:12.
Дорогой Рав, у нас такой вопрос одни десятки. Мы хотим понять больше, что означает
возвеличивать. What it means to elevate one's heart on the path of the Creator, because sometimes when we unite, it feels like our heart is being elevated as well. Can we always this feeling of elevation, feel this feeling between us in the stowel?
This is, and his heart was uplifted in the eyes of the Creator, meaning that if we're in the state of bestowal, then we need to evoke our heart, our desire to receive, so it will be in order to bestow even more and even more and more and more. And this is how we reach correction.
Woman app 2.
Shushan Point Sameach. בשיעור בוקר דיברתם על
Happy Purim. In the morning lesson, in the morning lesson you spoke about having to perform discernments in the truth that happens from the request that happens from Malchut to Bina, and this request is the raising of the man. Can we say that the Haman tries to receive this? This raising of the man, and it's as if the source that goes up to the infinity, and a man is the standing waters who wants to receive for himself.
No. I think, well, we'll talk about this.
What's the connection between a man and the waters of the Nukva, man?
No connection between a man and man.
Is he not like the serpent that comes to swallow the desire to receive for himself?
That's correct.
But he doesn't get concealed in this elevation. Aman isn't revealed to steal this request for himself.
No.
And what is?
What is? Aman wants to receive everything.
Where is he hidden? Where is he hiding? Where is this place so we can find him? And
for the time being, it's because he's not letting a person reach in order to bestow.
And where is this in the Sefirot? Where is this? Where to look for him? He is in any place, or is he in the beginning?
In every place. A man is everywhere.
Woman Ita.
Thank you, dear Rav. Hello, friend. Rav, is it through intention, the correction of our intention, that we bring Haman into Kedusha, or only through the prayer?
האם הכוונה הנכונה זה שאנחנו נכניס את המן לקדושה, או שאנחנו רק צריכים להתפלל?
אנחנו צריכים לזהות את המן קודם כל.
First, we need to identify Haman.
And
after we identify him, we need to pray for the Creator to disconnect him from us.
And
for us to be able to correct our vessels without Haman in order to bestow. And that's how we will advance.
בסדר.
Okay.
Tbilisi.
Good day, Rav. Здоровья вам крепкого и долгих лет.
Hello, Rav. Good health to you.
Можно попросить у Творца сил.
Can we ask the Creator for the strength so it would all come through me and I would pass it on to the center of the ten without leaving anything from myself, just to so that it enters the ten? Can we approach this in this way?
Of course, that's what we need. That is what we need. Constantly think how to implement it. And this is how it will happen in this way.
Thank you very much.
Асема.
Да, здравствуйте, дорогой любимый Рав.
Yes, hello, dear beloved Rav, dear teacher. The actions of the forefathers is a sign for the sons. What happens in the roots needs to happen in the branches. How to realize this? How to understand this?
Корнях, а потом это все расползается по всем ветвям.
At first it occurs in the roots and then it expands to the branches.
Как в дереве.
As a consequence of what happens in the roots, like in a tree.
Сосуды земли, все.
Where at first the roots suckle from the ground all they need in order to grow. And then they transfer it through them to the branches.
Dear Rav, what does it mean that Israel suffers not because of Aman, but they will understand and come to their own correction?
Again, please.
What does it mean that Israel suffer not because of Haman, but they'll come to their own correction in their free will?
Yes, that's how it really happens, because that light that they can receive, they receive not through Haman, they receive directly from the Creator. And they transfer this light through them.
Большой рацион лекабель. И после этого.
And through the big will to receive, and then this light follows and goes according to its purpose.
Obrigado. Um portal aberto no tempo. Onde podemos ver todas as nossas almas no estágio final, máximo de egoísmo e sua correção final? Obrigado.
Can we see our soul in a maximum way?
No, Purim, every year that we celebrate, it's like we're checking to see how much we've advanced. This year, for the first time, we could say that we're talking about Purim in the correct way. Yes? And then let's say next year, we will examine the Purim that will be relative to this Purim, to this year.
Beseder.
Okay.
Woman Mach 26.
Women Mach 26.
Дорогорав, а вот
каким in what way does the tree of knowledge move into sanctity?
Это зависит от того, как этим пользуется человек.
It depends on how a person uses it.
Древо познания это как бы растение.
The tree of knowledge is the vegetative level, and man is the animal.
Это растительная ступень, а дальше что ты говоришь?
The tree of knowledge, good and evil, is the vegetative.
Наман is the
vegetative. Then what?
Аман is animal level.
Скажите тогда.
Yes, let's say so.
So then, between them there is this connection. He was hung on the tree. So there was some connection.
Этим деревом для того, чтобы угнетать людей.
The connection is that he wanted to use this tree in order to harm people. And it turned out that the tree, which is the quality of vegetative in the soul, made it so that he would be to blame. And therefore, specifically upon this tree, he was hung.
Dira, what does it mean not to eat the tree of knowledge in the ten?
Not to use those desires that you can only use for yourself.
Woman Mach 70.
Women Mach 70.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав, мировой Кли. У нас такой вопрос. Как выявить Амана в группе и исправить его?
Rav, how to identify the Haman in the group and correct him?
Не надо этим заниматься особенно. Надо просто приближаться к Творцу.
We don't need to specifically engage in that. Altogether, we just need to all come closer to the Creator. You won't be able to differentiate. Haman is the quality that exists somewhat in each and every one. We need to connect between us in such a way that we will be able to differentiate from ourselves this ego. And to simply hate it so greatly that it will disappear from our horizon.
Woman Mach 56.
Здравствуйте, дорогой учитель. А почему Амана именно повесили? Что это значит в духовном?
What does it mean that Haman was hung? What does it mean in spirituality?
They hung because prior to that he wanted to do the same thing to Mordechai. It was a certain measure that was acceptable back then for punishment.
Is this connected to the placement? We know we have a mouth and eyes. Is this not connected to...
Поняла.
Спасибо. Дорогой Рав,
можно
еще
вопрос?
Да. Dear Rav, can I also ask?
Это самое такое крутое, полное, оформленное.
The quality of Haman is this strong desire for reception. We just need to connect bestowal to it, bring it to bestowal, to sanctity.
Woman Latin. Woman Latin.
Hola, querido Rav. Muchas gracias. Por lo que
thank you, Rav. Thank you.
Amán, él quiere ser rey, como que quiere todo el deseo de recibir. A diferencia de Amalek, parecería. ¿Cuál es esa diferencia?
Amán wants to be king.
Lo que quiere del deseo de recibir.
And that's why he wants to use the desire to receive. What's the difference between him and Amalek?
What's between him and Amalek?
La medida es del deseo.
Ken.
The difference between them is the size of the desire to receive?
Yes, yes. That Amalek is much worse than Aman. Aman has something to do with Purim. And Amalek, in order to receive, Amalek is the abbreviation of in order to receive. That's the entire big desire to receive.
¿Puedo hacer otra pregunta, Rav?
No, no.
May I ask another question?
Well,
a humillar al ego al punto de entiendo que es Mordejai fue llevado en el caballo del rey con todos sus honores. Entonces entiendo que Amán quedó humillado. ¿Cómo se llega a esta humillación del ego?
I understand that Mordechai was next to the king and received all the titles. How is it connected to the fact that we need to use the ego to give pleasure to the Creator?
First, you perform a restriction upon your ego, and by that you already bring contentment to the Creator. And then, gradually, you come close from not wanting to receive anything to wanting to use in order to bestow. And then, when you are in order to bestow, then you'll start to open your desires to receive gently from the smallest to the greater and greater. And more, until you receive all the upper light in order to bestow. Okay.
Gracias, Rav.
Woman Almata.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Рав, можно?
Hello, dear Rav. Can we clarify? Aman is full measure of evil to receive light for bestowal, correct? In order to receive this light, we have to realize the evil in its entirety.
Yes.
The revelation of evil happens when we increase good deeds in the ten. And good deeds are unity.
Yes.
And another thing, the ten on the path of the Creator is the vessel in which the light comes, right?
Yes. You see, you know everything. Women, Turkey 9.
Shalom, Ram.
Shalom.
Allah arzumuzun dibine batıp bundan nefret ettiğimizde
tisse
mi ancak Yaradan'a dönüp ıslah olma ve ihsan etme duası yükseltebileceğiz.
Only when we are at the bottom of the desire to receive, when we hate it, when we reveal it, then we can raise a prayer to the Creator and correct it and bestow.
Yes, why is she asking?
Bütün alma arzusunu deneyimlemem mi gerekiyor ihsan etmeye geçebilmek için? En pis deneyimleri, her şeyi yaşamış olman mı şart? Bu olmadan da dua edip ihsan etmek için almak isteyebilir miyim? Mümkün mü?
Tof. All
right, I probably won't understand until it's translated to me. We won't wait.
Tekrarlayayım mı sorumu?
Go ahead, translate, Nancy. If she closes the microphone, Nancy can translate.
Kiev.
Kiev?
Yes, dear Rav. You said that when I come to this quality of bestowal, to unity with the friends, with the Creator, I begin to connect the vessels of reception and fill them up with light. How do I do this? How do I open up gradually the vessels of reception?
When it becomes relevant, we'll start scrutinizing. When it's relevant to everyone.
How do we come to it so it becomes relevant?
It depends
what we're going through. You see, when we talk about certain things, that now we're talking about things we didn't talk about before.
Do we have to concentrate now on this point of not receiving or try to give?
Not to receive. And gradually we'll think about how to nevertheless move towards bestowal, towards receiving in order to bestow.
Woman Mach 86.
Women Mach 86.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Здравствуйте, мировой Кли. Рав, можно я сначала переведу вопрос подруги?
I'd like to first translate the question from the friend from Turkey, because it's connected to my question. She was asking, can we begin to ask for correction without immersing ourselves into the evil that the quality of Aman is showing to us? Or we have to experience all of this and live through it?
Both this way and that way. It depends on what state we're in, but in essence we can.
My question is how to ask. Because I heard that it's as if we kill Aman in us, we don't ask to correct it. How do we ask the Creator to correct the quality of Aman without immersing ourselves, without trying to understand what this is in me without revealing this root of the evil?
We need to understand this root, to get to know this root of evil in you, and from it ask.
Woman Spain.
Maestros, buenos días, amigos. Bueno, la pregunta es, ¿cómo sabemos que estamos
Hello, Robin, friends.
Porque a veces está envuelto lo que recibimos.
How do we know if we are receiving for bestowal? Is this thanks for the intention or the surrounding light that we have to receive for bestowal?
Well, the fact that we want to receive in order to bestow, it's clear that, well, I'm not sure what she's asking.
Repeat, please.
¿Cómo sabemos que estamos recibiendo para otorgar? ¿Es por nuestra intención o por la luz circundante?
What we are receiving for bestowal is thanks to the intention.
¿Es otorgar?
Or does it happen through the surrounding light?
It's the same thing, whether with the intention or the surrounding light. But that's what I do.
Okay. Muchas gracias, maestro.
Lithuania, woman.
Что важнее в состояниях? Усилия выяснить состояние или
What's more important in a state, the effort to clarify a state or the effort to change the state as quickly as possible?
This is difficult and that's difficult, but first we need to scrutinize
Потом,
the state itself.
Получить отвращение к этому состоянию, в котором я нахожусь.
Then receive rejection towards that state that I'm in.
Связаться с Творцом. И просить уже оттуда, чтобы он мне разрешил
and to rise above it and ask the Creator And from there, we already ask to be able to raise all the qualities to that degree.
Thank you. And sometimes it's as if you don't understand the state, but the picture changes. Does it mean you didn't work correctly with the situation?
Not necessarily so. There are many more questions about that. What doesn't happen at work for you? No. Continue.
Thank you.
Навсердечный шалом, дорогой Рав и товарищи. Я хотела бы спросить, какая разница или какая связь между Аманом,
которого
мы не можем исправить и должны убить?
What's the difference between Aman, this desire to receive that we should kill?
Не убить.
We don't need to love Haman.
No, kill. We have to kill him. What's the difference between Haman we have to kill? Because we cannot correct him. And the quality of Levavet, the stony heart that we shouldn't kill.
We need to rise above both of them. We need to rise above both this and that and to ask the Creator to correct these qualities in us.
We say that throughout the process of correcting a kelim from reception to bestowal, this is where this killing of Aman happens.
Yes.
Why does it say to kill? We don't kill any quality apart from Aman, do we?
To kill means stopping to use the desire to receive for yourself.
Thank you.
Woman Mac 25.
Women Mac 25.
Спасибо большое, дорогой Рав. У нас такой вопрос практический.
Thank you, dear Rav. In our practical work with the pride of Aman, is this is inner work, but sometimes we can hear about someone that he or she is proud. Or sometimes we can hear no, that he doesn't have no pride. These internal expressions that can be seen to by anyone, how to correct them and how to make sure we don't do it.
No. This is special pride that a person cannot nullify before the
Creator. So this doesn't have anything to do with the relationships between us?
No.
Woman Mac 48.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Вопрос такой. Аман.
Hello, dear Rav. Question is this: Аман, Малек, Азазель. Is this something to do with the letter Hey? Is there a hidden meaning here?
There's no hidden meaning. It's truly the letter Hey.
Is there any meaning? Why does it start with this letter?
No, it's such a letter. That's how the word starts. That's all.
Добрый день, дорогой учитель, мировой кли. Рав, а вот.
Hello, dear teacher, world кли. Do I understand correctly that the Creator created us with the quality of Aman, and thanks to the ten, we have to come to the quality of Mordechai?
Это свойство Эстер намерение ради отдачи.
And the quality of Esther is the intention for bestowal, Rav.
Можно.
Yes, another question.
А вот как осознать нам себе корень зла?
How do we understand the root of evil in us? How to do this?
Как нам осознать корень зла, который в нас?
Да.
А корень это очень простой. Желание получать.
To find the root of evil in us. The root is very simple. It's the desire to receive for yourself. That's the root of evil. and it was created by the Creator.
Is this when we have a counteraction, resisting unity?
Mainly, yes, mainly it's there.
Dear Rav, we love you a lot.
Thank you very much.
Дорогой учитель, а вот килим Амана — это максимальный килим для получения
радиоотдачи. The vessels of Aman, are they the biggest килим for that we can use for bestowal, or are they bigger, yet bigger килим?
No, don't confuse yourself. Aman, Amalek, all the evils are there.
The vessels of Amalek give the reflected light, Pitarach, or Aman, to be precise.
No vessels give reflected light in this way. It's not this.
Добрый день, дорогой учитель. Подруги из 25-й десятки буквально сорвали с языка. И правильно ли мы поняли, что
как нам не возгордиться на путях? Proud on the path of the Creator, especially when the friends are emphasizing your efforts. Praising you and how to not receive the light for ourselves.
We will learn how to do this correctly. We will learn.
Okay, thank you.
Woman Mach 30.
Women Mach 30.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Раф. Здравствуйте, мировой Кли. Вот наш вопрос состоит.
Hello, dear Raf. Hello, world Kli. We have two questions. In each turn, we have to reveal Aman.
Взращивали эти килим.
These vessels we've been growing in our corporeal life. This is the first question.
Gradually, slowly. Next question.
Second question is, in what way do we unite these big kli and the desire to receive and clothe, turn them into the kli of bestowal of Mordechai?
Между собой, то это так и получится.
If you connect between you, that's how it will work out.
Да.
Объединением для того, чтобы.
We can use the unity in order to clothe these big kli in bestowal, right?
Yes.
Woman Spain.
La pregunta. Es la siguiente. Cuando los escritos hablan de no comer del árbol del conocimiento, ¿se están refiriendo a la ciencia?
When it speaks about the prohibition of eating from the tree of knowledge, does this speak of science in our world? Does this prohibition to eat of the tree of knowledge, is this connected to science in our world?
No.
Can you explain what kind of knowledge does this speak of?
The tree of knowledge, meaning of the mind, of the intellect.
Joachim und ich, wir haben eine Frage oder zwei, die wir erarbeitet haben. Und die erste ist, wie sollen wir Haman in uns identifizieren und abstoßen?
Nein,
Entschuldigung, nicht wie, sondern wir sollen Haman in uns identifizieren und abstoßen.
Do we have to identify Haman in us? And we have to push him away, so to speak. this is always individual work, or is this work in the ten?
It's most correct to do so as work in the ten.
Können Sie da vielleicht ein klein bisschen die Unterschiede herausstellen?
Can you explain the difference?
The individual work is where I'm asking for my personal correction, and the work in the ten is where we ask for correction for all of our connection.
And Rafika, wir haben im Zehner einen Workshop gemacht mit einem Dialog von Haman und Mordechai.
Raf, we had a workshop in the tent, and
das war
like a dialogue between Haman and Mordechai. One friend was acted like Haman and one acted like Mordechai, and it was much easier to speak from the side of Haman. How can we strengthen the voice of Mordechai in us?
The force of Mordechai is a very big force of bestowal. It's called Mordechai, Mordor. And therefore, we simply need to think about bestowal. It's a very big force of bestowal that is capable of correcting all our vessels for them to become in order to bestow.
Wir nehmen auch Ihren Ratschlag an, Raff, wie Sie heute Morgenunterricht gesagt haben, dass wir jeden, und ganz besonders wichtig nochmal herauszustellen, dass wir jeden Bissen immer mit der Bitte zum Schöpfer verbinden.
We took your advice from the morning lesson. Each time connecting our vessels, turning them into vessels of bestow.
Yes.
Woman Ita.
Toda Rabba Rav. How to understand the right relationship between Haman and the tree of knowledge? How to identify and to obtain the strength of the best wall from it?
Ken.
Yes.
Haman
is the intention in order to receive upon all the desire of the tree of knowledge. That's it.
Rav, our good action and the prayer without desire to receive, is enough to control a man?
Yes.
Carmiel.
תודה רב. רציתי לשאול, למה דווקא תלו את המן מתוך ארבע המיטות?
Thank you, Rav. I wanted to ask.
תלו על העץ.
Why from two death sentences Haman was hung.
They hung him on a tree because that's what he wanted to do to the Jews, to hang them.
אני שואל פשוט, יש ארבע סוגי מיטות, למה דווקא תליה, למה לא שרפו אותו למשל?
I'm asking, there are two types of deaths, so why wasn't he burned, for example?
That's how it's written. That's how it's written.
רב, יכול להיות שמסתתר אמן גדול מאוד בהפצה?
לא הבנתי.
There is a big Aman revealed in dissemination when a person does dissemination. Can a big Aman be there?
I didn't understand. Maybe open your mouth and ask it properly.
אגו מאוד גדול שצריך לטפל בו?
יכול להיות. יכול להיות.
Yes, it could be that that there's an evil that's revealing, being revealed in our efforts to disseminate.
And another question, do you have advice to make sure to care about this in something?
No, not now.
Just a small question. Is there an opportunity to, if the ability to focus on the lesson falls to zero, is this a spiritual state?
Let him pray and sleep correctly and come to the lesson in which he's in a way that he's ready for the lesson, that he wants to receive and absorb. And then he can check.
Hello.
There are such states when physically the body isn't letting you disconnect from the desire to receive for oneself, and what can help us exit this?
Connect with the friends and together with them do this action. And then it'll succeed better. When a person does something alone or thinks about it, it won't succeed. One way or another, it won't succeed. Because it's all constructed in such a way that a person will learn how to connect with friends. And will learn how to annul himself towards the connection with the friends.
VP24. Woman PT24.
Can
you hear me? Okay. My question is this. It is said in the article we have to understand the connection between Aman and the tree of knowledge, and the general desire to receive, and the truth is above reason.
Yes.
It's as if it's outside of us, like as in the case of a pregnancy. Yeah. We have to feel this pleasure.
Yes.
Добрый день, Раф. Вот у меня ощущение, что мы перманентно пребываем в состоянии, называемом город Шушан в смятении.
И прямо seems like we are in the state of the city of Shushan is in confusion.
Мы должны молиться, делать хоть каплю отдачи.
And we have to do something, some actions of bestow.
So what's the question, actually?
So the question is, can we say that these drops of bestowal is to follow the questions of the friends to so that they get closer to their clarifications?
That's very correct, and then it'll succeed for you as well.
Oh, believe woman, Mac 24.
Добрый день. Добрый день, дорогой Раф, мировой Кли.
Hello, dear Raf.
Есть вообще информация? Творец создал.
There is information. The creator created Аман or Мордехай first.
Добрый день, меня слышно?
No.
Hello, can you hear me?
Well, I guess.
Dear Raf, please tell us. Do we have information who the creator created first, Аман or Мордехай? There is Аман and Мордехай, do I understand correctly?
Why does it matter to you who's first?
It seems like you created Aman first because it's for reception. First we receive, then we can give. Without reception, it's hard to give. This change this quality.
Да, так именно дело.
Yes, you're thinking correct. You're scrutinizing correct. It's exactly like that.
Rav, may I also ask, there is this subtle thing.
It's
this feeling. It's harder to learn to bestow. When you get, you know that you get from the Creator, and then it makes sense to go from reception to bestowal in this way. We should receive, we should do it this way.
Did you try?
That's the way, that's exactly the way I do it all the time.
If so, then okay.
Раф, а вот в продолжение скажите, а почему мы, вот вы сказали, должны ощутить отвращение к состоянию Амана?
Why are you saying we have to feel repulsion from towards Aman? Through the state of repulsion, we enter this feeling of lack in ourselves.
No, why like that? If we disclose to ourselves such an ego called Aman, and we hate it so greatly, and in such a way we want to reject it, then that's the best state for us.
How
to exit this state of digging in yourself?
We don't need anything except for to hate that quality. And that will carry yourself from it far away.
У нас еще есть несколько минут, но попробуем. Турки 7.
Selam sevgili Rav, selam sevgili dostlar.
Selam selam.
Torada yazılan her şeyi maneviyatta olan birini anlatıyor. Maneviyatta olmayan bir kişide bu nitelikler ifşa olur mu? Teşekkürler.
Everything that's written in the Torah, the person speaks about it, someone who's in attainment, spiritual attainment. How can someone understand if he's not in this yet?
He has no possibility. He can just rise above himself a little so that he can feel a little bit of what that is in spirituality. Okay.
Rav, can I ask one more question, please?
Yes, yes, yes.
Sevgili Rav, egom bana zarar verdiği müddetçe ondan kaçmak istiyorum. Yani egomun birisine zarar verdiğini gördüğümde bu beni çok da etkilemiyor. Bu ve de yani egomdan kurtulmak kendime zarar verme koşuluyla gerçekleştiği için yine kendim için yapıyorum bu işlemi. Yani vazgeçmeyi ya da ıslahı. Yani bir başkasını asla düşünemeyecekmişim gibi geliyor.
When ego hurts me, I want to run away from my ego. But when my ego hurts somebody else, it doesn't really matter for me. İkinci kısmı neydi sonu?
Atsudeket. Yes, lach. Mashini kragu.
You're correct. You have what we call a healthy body. You're a good egoist.
Beseder Sangul.
Okay, Sangul.
Tov.
All right. What else do we have? We won't have enough time for anyone. Okay.
Нашим, банот, пикарот, хаверим, якарим.
Dear women, dear friends, I'm saying to you, thank you very much, and till tomorrow.
Thank you, Rav. Thank you, everyone. We're continuing our broadcast today. On Monday at 5:30 p.m. we're reading the study of the Din Sfirot, and at 7:30 we'll read the Book of Zohar, and we'll finish up with a song.
c'est le monde entier qui sourit. Au même rythme, tous nos cœurs battent, les amis. Sur cette échelle entre le ciel et la terre, grimpons mes sœurs, mes frères.
Sobre el demonio y el orgullo andarán. La plegaria es su salvación. Entre nosotros grandes, la unión, la amistad y el amor que hay aquí. Criolami, criolami. It's you and me, my friends, les amis. Criolami, criolami. We are the future humanity. Si estamos cerca el mundo sonreirá y al mismo ritmo el corazón latirá. Cielos y tierra esta escalera unirán, unidos la subirán. Me alapajat ve al gehava y tkabau la set fila. Venenu yesh avut yesh da. יש חברים, יש בו יחד. קריאולמי, קריאולמי. It's you and me, my friends, let's me. קריאולמי, קריאולמי. We are the future humanity. קריאולמי, קריאולמי. It's you and me, my friends, let's me. Friends, let's amis.